Good morning. My guests this morning are Dr. Diane Smith. She is president of the board of the Laguna Foundation, and Kevin Monroe, who is the executive director of the foundation. Good morning, both of you.
Hello.
You.
Good morning.
So you are going to be talking about what's going to be happening at the Laguna Foundation in the coming year.
We sure are. And I have to say, it's such a pleasure to talk about the Laguna, because when I first arrived some years ago in Sonoma County, I thought the Laguna Foundation, I thought the Laguna de Santa Rosa was just a pond. It was the pond under Occidental Road, the bridge.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't stop to know any better. And sometimes it rained and it got big. And wow, that was nice. And little did I know that we have an internationally recognized wetlands in our county.
Yeah.
And little did I know that the Laguna Foundation has and will continue to restore tens of thousands of native trees, shrubs, and grasses. And I know hikers and visitors see more and more wildlife and birds every season. But now there's something additional that I've learned that I think is pretty darn exciting. And I've learned it because we have a marine biologist on the board, Dr. Robert Rubin. And we are realizing that the Laguna is like a nursery for sea life. Our waters flow to the sea, and in our waters, the nutrients form that little plants, phytoplanktons, like to eat, and they go on to feed krill. Now, I don't know how many people know this, but krill feed most all fish and our beautiful large marine mammals. Now, when you go out to the coast and you see a beautiful marine whale spouting, looking excited, happy, you got to know that it depends upon the krill that ultimately traces itself back to the Laguna. That's pretty darn exciting.
Yes,
and
it
kind
is.
Of new. At any rate, we do these wonderful things at the Laguna around restoration, and Kevin has arrived to give us a revved up, very exciting extension of what we do well, and we hope to do even more.
Yeah, well, thank you, Diane. I love that image of the streams and the wetlands and the Laguna being connected all the way out to the animals in the ocean. And we're really excited that we have just finished our first strategic plan for the next 5 years. It's going to help keep all those connections and waterways healthy. And there's a couple things we're really focusing on and talking to people about these next 5 years. One is that the Laguna Foundation is not a property owner. We don't own land. We don't own the Laguna. So all of our projects and programs depend on partnerships. We're only as successful as our partnerships. So these next 5 years are going to be all about trying to solve big problems on a system scale by building big teams and working with lots of partners. So we're looking at whole stream systems. And then also, I really like to make the point that we have come so far in the last 26 years. In the 70s, the Laguna was declared devoid of life by the EPA. Because of such serious water pollution. And I like to think of it as we're sort of generally halfway to restoring the Laguna. We have some fish back. We have otter pups again. We've restored over 200 acres of riparian habitat. But we have so much more to go, and we want to tackle these large water quality issues and biodiversity issues, so that now that we've resuscitated the Laguna, we need to get it up walking and healthy. And we really are hoping people can join in and help us these next 5 years.
Well, I think that you guys have done a wonderful, wonderful job. I lived pretty much on the Laguna for 22 years and saw it in its various guises, including otters from time to time.
Great.
And I thank you and all the others connected with the foundation for doing such a great job and continuing it in the coming year.
Thank you, Roland.
Thank you.
What's the best way for people to get more information about the Laguna?
You know, stop in and visit us off of Sanford Road. Give us a call. Check out our website. That's really the best way. There's so many programs and events and projects coming up, and they really depend on people's involvement for success. So
and
we'd love. Go ahead.
What is the website?
Sure, it's lagunafoundation.org. You can just do a Google search on us, and we'll come right up. And there's many, many ways for you and your family and your neighbors to get involved in these exciting next 5 years.
Right, including going out to Highway 12 and taking off on that trail that just goes off into the unknown.
Yes, we have many trails you can walk on.
Right. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.